Springfield's Talk 104.1, and a good Monday morning, friends. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Sunny today, high of 80. President Biden has encouraged people just to look at him, and anyone will be able to tell he's in better shape all across the board than President Donald Trump. You know, that claim itself shows that mentally he's not. Right there. Like, the fact that you're encouraging people to explore this tells me that you are, I mean, either you really, really are taking a big bluff here, or it's proof that you just kind of aren't all there. I mean, not physically okay, but mentally. Yeah, I mean, it'd be like me, lining up next to Chris Hemsworth and saying, I mean, clearly I'm better looking than this guy. I mean, come on, look at me. You'd go, there's a little bit of delusion there. Another ambush on police officers in Los Angeles, and then the aftermath, as is oftentimes the case, even more deplorable. I mean, you had peaceful protesters trying to block the hospital, screaming into the hospital, we hope they die. You've got a NAACP chapter president saying he doesn't, that's their job. They're the ones who signed up for it. If they get shot, they get shot. Hey, you know, there's no such thing as Blue Lives Matter. And Joe Biden utilizing this in order to push for gun control. Because evidently, the individual who attempted to assassinate the two officers in L.A. were unaware of the laws that existed that said you can't do that, or I don't know. Maybe there was a loophole that allowed for such behavior. And the Trump lied narrative continues. This one, it's clear they feel that they're going to get some headway on this. But there are so many, beyond what we've already talked about, examples as one looks back on history of past presidents, including one in which Joe Biden was the vice president for, where we were told one thing when in fact there was another thing at play. For example, remember ISIS? Don't worry about ISIS. ISIS, that's just JV. We don't need to worry about ISIS. Now, the difference, of course, is that Trump, while he may have been trying to keep the calm, was actually doing things in order to try and get a handle on coronavirus. Everything from shutting down travel to green lighting ventilators out the wazoo so that not a single person in this country who needed one went without one. While Obama just ignored ISIS until it became so big it took two huge chunks of land, one out of Iraq and the other out of Syria. Oh, there are plenty of examples like this we could talk about. Don Luzader first this morning with the latest news update.
And good morning. A man wanted for felony crimes in Arizona is under arrest after Springfield police apprehended him over the weekend. Arthur Lean is wanted for the sexual assault of a child and has been on Maricopa County's most wanted list for several weeks. He's being held in the Greene County Jail. Eight linemen from the local White River Valley Electric Cooperative are down in Louisiana to help restore power after the grid was damaged by Hurricane Laura. More than 640 people are working together from multiple co-ops to restore the electric grid. Louisiana cooperatives had actually previously traveled to Missouri to help us with the ice storms of 2007 and 2009. And the city of Springfield is seeking public input on the Galloway Trail reconstruction project. You can pick up a public comment card through the day to let your opinion be heard. The project will reconstruct approximately a half mile of existing asphalt trail with a new wider concrete surface that is compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The basic path will stay the same, and no trees will be removed. And that is the latest news.
KTTS First Alert forecast. Sunny, high of 80 today. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 59. Sunny 83 tomorrow and Wednesday. A 50% chance might see some showers with a high of 83. It's 55 and clear. Very crisp. Very crisp. Oh, so this past Friday, we did a mask giveaway, the KSGF mask with the Reagan quote about government not being the solution to the problem. And they went really fast. Now, if you missed out, now everyone who was there when the doors opened got one That is my understanding. But not long after that, they ran out. If you didn't get one, or perhaps you wanted one, but you didn't get a chance to make it over there, we have another opportunity for you coming up this Friday. Same drill, different KSGF partner. Ming Auto Beauty Center. These folks are located 1273 East Republic Road. Doors open at 8 a.m., well, Monday through Friday, but the masks are available 8 a.m. this Friday, okay? I know we've posted them before on Facebook, what they look like. It's a mask, and they're adjustable as well. They've got these the ability to adjust. So if you got your ears are a little further back on your head, or maybe they're too close to your rest of your face and other masks, they don't really fit quite well, you can adjust these. So they're nice masks. It's got 1041 KSGF, and then Reagan's quote, government's not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem on that mask. And they don't cost anything, but it is first come, first serve, and we ask one per person. And as I mentioned, the giveaway we did Friday ran out. So you may want to get there early if you do have the opportunity to do so. There was another misinformation campaign put out there by leftist activist celebrities, and it involved a claim that the Trump administration was illegally sending out absentee ballots with Trump's picture on them. And everyone from Jimmy Kimmel to Bette Midler, I mean, just outraged. Just can't believe this. You know, the people who are for universal mail-in voting all of a sudden found a reason that mail-in voting is a bad thing and that absentee voting is a bad thing and the president should not be encouraging it. Well, as is often the case with these folks, they jumped the gun and they got their information 100% totally wrong. I want to talk about that here in just a couple of moments, and we've just got a lot on our plate today, so buckle up, friends, on a Monday. I'm Nick Reed. Here is the latest traffic on Springfield's Talk 104.1. Individual on Twitter, Jaded Creative, tweeted out a now-deleted video of herself opening an absentee ballot request form. The form was sent by a Republican organization and had the absentee ballot request inside and pasted below a huge paper photo of the president. Jaded Creative, I'm chalking this up to ignorance. Now, some of this is a bias on my part, understanding that generally speaking, people who are on the left are not very educated on some of these issues. They run with misinformation. And this is an example of that. She apparently believed that this was an actual absentee ballot. Now, I don't just looking at it, how one could confuse the two, a ballot where you're voting for people and issues versus a request. Oh, she put out a video on this, and she portrayed this as a voter suppression because it included information supporting Trump's reelection campaign. Now, how that would suppress anyone's vote, I don't know. I don't understand that. That's not really explained here, but that's the position that this individual took, that it was a voter suppression. So, of course, the standard individuals start retweeting how outrageous this is. This is so outrageous. Jimmy Kimmel outraged that what he referred to as an official absentee ballot request would come with such biased information, tweeted out a video with the following, "How is this acceptable to anyone?" All caps. Bette Midler and others. It's the normal crew of leftist activists that utilize their fame in order to try to spread information. Now, it would be pointed out, and got to give credit where credit's due, even to some in the media, including Politico, that were responding to this, saying that this is not an absentee ballot that was sent. This is a request form, and there's absolutely nothing illegal about it. This is common practice. This is absolute common practice. Now, Democrats are a little more aggressive in the way that they do this. They generally, they'll go door to door and help people fill out their request form. This is something that Democrats have done for a very long time. Encouraged people to use that form of voting. What Trump is doing here is what he does very well, and Democrats just, it drives them nuts. He plays their game. Clearly, the Trump administration recognizes the problems with the early voting and utilizing the mail service in order, you know, to have everyone universally mail in their ballots. But at the same time, he isn't going to ignore the push that Democrats have in trying to encourage people to vote. And as is generally the case with Democrats, Republicans are not supposed to play the game the way that they do. They're not supposed to do that. And here Trump is treading on their territory, just like he does with the African-American vote and a number of other issues, in which he does not write off this constituency of people. He does not write off, Democrats always win when it comes to, absentee voting. So we're not even going to bother trying. He gets in the fight. And generally, he experiences a degree of success with it. And this is what just drives them nuts. I am just, and I shouldn't be. And I don't even know if it's amazement any longer. The willingness of people to expose themselves as being so ignorant so easily. Now, listen, we all make mistakes, right? I mean, it happens. You like something that turns out not to be true, or you'll post a thing and somebody will come back to you and they're like, actually, that turned out not to be true. Most people, they do it once or twice. And, you know, they back off a little bit. Once bitten, twice shy. Because most people want to be taken seriously. Most people, if they express an opinion, they want a level of credibility that is going to benefit them when it comes to providing information. The more credible you are, the more consistent you are with putting out information that is true, the more likely people are to believe it. And while, again, people can make mistakes, they can make errors in judgment, and the best of us, the most careful amongst us when it comes to providing information or retweeting things or posting articles, can once in a while just goof and make a mistake. The problem is with these folks on the left is they do it constantly, and they don't ever seem to be bothered by the fact that they completely destroy any credibility they have. It doesn't matter how many times they will send. Jimmy Kimmel's the same one who sent out that altered video. He tweeted it out claiming it was Mike Pence was at some event and they were carrying in donuts. I forget what it was, but the video was edited to make it look like Mike Pence was just pretending to help when he actually wasn't. It was like an empty box and just really railing on him. And of course, it would come out that video was edited, and it was edited to make it look like something had happened with Pence that did not happen. And Jimmy Kimmel was one of them that sees it and just immediately thinks, oh, Mike Pence, awful, bad, must be true, and sends it out. Then, of course, he has to retract it. The lack of any desire to have any sort of credibility is, it's an odd thing to me. Again, because it's not in their self-interest. Other than being emotionally driven, it's always been of interest to me. People who behave in a way that is counter to what their desired outcome is. They've talked about this, you know, fighting with police officers, arguing with them whenever you get a ticket. And I never understood that. It never made any sense to me at all. Because no one has ever argued their way out of a ticket. Now, maybe in court, but not with a police officer. But people do it. Or this, I mean, clearly people like Jimmy Kimmel want people to listen to. That's why they put that information out there, because they just want people not to support Trump. So their goal is to put out information that they think is going to change people's minds. But if you have destroyed all of your credibility record of putting out information that turns out not to be true, well, then you've got to recognize, and not to mention opponents, a fun day of writing articles about you and saying, see, this is why you can't believe this. My point. The fact that they don't care and they are so willing to be wrong so often makes them irrelevant in the arena of public discussion. It makes them irrelevant when it comes to changing anyone's mind. And given that that's obviously their goal, to watch people spend so much time and so much emotional effort into something in which they are the number one reason they're not effective at it, it's just an interesting human dynamic to me. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. I want to explain something here, for the next couple of minutes, that I've explained before, but it is one of those situations where it doesn't get explained for a number of reasons. And one, because, you know, Trump just sort of barrels his way through things. And of course, he's not going to get a fair stage in which he can articulate things. Not that he's the most articulate individual anyhow. But then Republicans, oftentimes, they see the way something looks and sounds, and instead of trying to explain it, they think, well, that's a losing battle. We're not even going to try. And it has to do with Trump's comments a couple of weeks ago in, I think it was South Carolina, where he spoke about individuals who mailed in their ballots, then showing up on election day at the polling place, and if their ballot hadn't been counted, to vote again. Now, this was portrayed as Trump encouraging people to break the law and vote twice. And that is an easy lie, because it can be put on a bumper sticker, but it's not true. What Trump was saying is, in every state's different, but again, I think it was North or South. I think it was South Carolina. In South Carolina, absentee ballots must be in by election day so that your name gets marked as voted. Why? So you can't vote twice. So in other words, if I send in my ballot, I vote a month in advance or 2 weeks or however far in advance you're allowed to in that state. And then I go show up and you know how you go to the poll and they ask your name and address. It will show, oh, I already voted. And they'll say you already voted. Trump was saying, in order to ensure that your vote actually makes it there and gets counted, that's a way to find out. You go to the polls and find out, has my vote been counted? And if they say, no, we did not get a ballot in for you, then vote, because otherwise you're wherever your absentee ballot is, it's gone. If at that point in that state it has not been counted as voted, then it's not going to, because that's the deadline. So what Trump was doing, and God forbid, was taking steps and giving advice to make sure that everyone's vote counted. Now, it was my understanding that that was something that's sacred to Democrats. One person, one vote, making sure every vote counts. Well, that's exactly what Trump was telling people to do. And it's such a simple thing to explain. And it's a simple concept. Now, ideally, we wouldn't have to worry about such a thing. And again, this is part of the reason that Trump and others, including myself, do not like the idea of people unless you have absolutely no choice at all, mailing in your ballot. Mailing in your ballot should be the absolute last and worst case scenario for an individual that for whatever reason has absolutely no other option but to mail it in. And there are examples all over the place. I mean, the millions of ballots in the last several elections that have just gone missing and not been counted. And so in order to make sure that people in that particular state had their vote counted, he was saying, you can go to the polls that day and ask them, did my vote get counted? And if the answer is no, say, then I want to vote. Now, how on earth that can be a controversial position to take to make sure that everyone's vote counts? Only President Donald Trump could face that sort of backlash. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Here's the latest traffic. And, of course, if you do want a great home loan, Don Carriker is, and his team, in fact, it's the best place to go is iwantagreathomeloan.com. Now, he has the land, of course, that I've told you about for some time, and he still has a number of different parcels of it, if you will, that are available. You can look them up on Zillow. Just search Zero State Highway U, Rogersville, Missouri. That's Zero State Highway U, Rogersville, Missouri. You can find it that way, and then you see those photos, and if it piques your interest, just talk with Don, and he'll be more than happy to give you a tour out there. I've taken it. It's beautiful land. You're going to love it. And then, of course, once it comes to the home loan need capacity aspect of it, rather, you simply go to iwantagreathomeloan.com. And his contact information is there as well, so that's a way to reach out to him on any questions you may have. And it's a great resource, anyhow, for information regarding the world of home loans and refinancing. iwantagreathomeloan.com. Because you do. Don Luzader with the latest news update.
And good morning. The number of coronavirus cases in Missouri is growing at a faster rate than most states. Numbers from the CDC indicate the Show Me State had the sixth highest number of new cases last week. State health officials say more than 102,000 Missourians have contracted the virus, and there have been more than 1,700 deaths. A man with a warrant out for his arrest in Arizona is in jail in Greene County after police in Springfield arrested him over the weekend. Arthur Lean is wanted for sexual assault of a child in Maricopa County. Phoenix authorities were in contact with Greene County deputies to make that arrest after Lean fled the county. And Springfield-based Convoy of Hope has delivered more than 100 million meals in response to the coronavirus pandemic, the organization achieving far more than its original 10 million meal goal. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. We've got a sunny day ahead of us with a high of 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59 for a low, sunny 83 tomorrow, and a 50% chance of showers on Wednesday with a high of 83. 55 and clear. There was another attempt to assassinate police officers over the weekend, this time in Los Angeles. And the aftermath of it, I mean, it's just, it's deplorable. Protesters showed up, not protesting the attempted assassination of police officers, but protesting the fact that they didn't die, I guess. I mean, you know, in fact, some of the protesters were shouting slogans like death to the police outside the hospital. At one point, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department had to send out, this was Sunday morning, a tweet saying to the protesters blocking the entrance and exit of the hospital emergency room, yelling, "We hope they die. Do not block emergency entries and exits to the hospital. People's lives are at stake when an ambulance cannot get through." A local faith leader who was at the hospital told local KABC reporter that the protesters tried to get into the emergency room. Yes, finish what they started. Telling KABC, they were saying death to the police, kill the police, and these are sheriffs, but the message is still the same. They were using all types of curse words and derogatory terms, unacceptable behavior, because a hospital should be a sanctuary. Video posted online showed protesters being prevented from walking further into the hospital grounds and arguing with hospital security over whether the hospital is public or private property. Protesters could be heard shouting at one officer who appeared to point some sort of weapon at the protesters. Another saying, that's why, one of the protesters saying to the police officer, that's why you're dying one by one, you stupid blank. You're all going to die one by one. This ain't going to stop. You're next. Another saying, I want to deliver a message to the family of the, and then it was inaudible, went on to say, I hope they blanking die. These folks have been empowered to feel as if this is somehow culturally acceptable, and it is within their world. You have the NAACP chapter president who has said there's no such thing as blue lives. On Twitter, Sunday, following the ambush-style shooting, NAACP Greater Springfield President Talbot Swan, this wouldn't be Springfield, Missouri, saying there's no such thing as blue lives. Stop comparing your job to my life. Your career is your choice. So in other words, they had it coming. Police officers, because they chose to take a career path in which they would serve and protect, they deserve to get shot, or at least they know that that's coming. That's just part of it, so keep your mouth shut. That's what they're there for. They're to shoot at. Now, President Trump, Joe, of course, Trump is saying we need to, you know, these people need to, or whomever it was that tried to assassinate these officers need to be caught, need to be held accountable. Joe Biden called it unconscionable and then proceeded to talk about the need for gun control. The deputies, a 24-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman, were, quote, fighting for their lives as they underwent surgery following the attack, which occurred 7 p.m. Saturday outside a Metro Rail station in Compton, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. So this is becoming a somewhat regular occurrence. Joe Biden is also, he's been, the irony of this. Biden is saying, well, all violence is wrong. Well, yeah. But I find it interesting that people like Joe Biden who say you can't say all lives matter will turn around and say all violence is wrong instead of specifically focusing on this particular violent act. Isn't that kind of interesting? It's the first thing that probably that we're constantly hearing, you can't say all lives matter. You can't say all lives matter. You can't say all lives matter. But then when it comes to the very specific targeting, an attempt to assassinate two specific individuals because of, you know, the fact that they are law enforcement, by all appearances, this is what happened. We're told, no, you can't say their lives matter. No, you can't say it. Because all violence is wrong. Well, yeah, duh. Of course it's all wrong. But that's not what we're talking about, are we? Just thought that was sort of an interesting contradiction. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Don't forget, you can sign up at are on iTunes, rather, and Spotify. If there's any of the show that you happen to miss, you can conveniently get it that way. We are streaming KSGF.com and Facebook Live as well. I've been doing the show from home, and we're just not set up to have a good... Well, let me explain it. I'll just explain this to you, why there's not video. Now, you think, I don't understand. It's easy to do Facebook Live video. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your iPad. You can do it from a number of places. Yes, this is true. But the way that we have it set up in studio, we actually have the microphones wired into the hardware that is broadcasting. So whenever you hear, and like right now that's actually happening, you're hearing it through our what we call the board. You know, it's the little operation control dilly that you see there with all the little sliders and buttons and everything. And we learned this because when we first went Facebook Live, the sound was awful because the microphone that was built into the camera was where it would, that's where it was grabbing the audio. Well, if we had guests in studio or any me, it was echoey. You couldn't hear very well. And so immediately after one day, I said, well, we've got to wire it in so that whatever is, you know, what's going into the microphone is what goes out over Facebook Live. Well, that is what we don't have set up to do remotely. I know that the equipment exists. It's just not something that that we've invested in. We thought about and talked about doing it for the Friday Road Show, and then, of course, that's been put on hold for Lord knows how long. And doing the show from home is something that hopefully is more temporary than permanent. So it would be nice and it would be convenient, but we just don't have that set up right now. So that's why you see just a static photo of me and Sarah there on the Facebook Live feed, because I'm not in studio. Sarah is, but I'm not. So that's just a little explanation there. I want to just take a couple of minutes to make some comments about, this is going to seem way behind the curve, Black Lives Matter. But there is what I think is a relatively effective argument that people will use when they say you can't say all lives matter. Sounds, the argument they make, it sounds good, and people don't counter it because they think, well, gosh, that does make sense. And that, so people, you know, you see this like, well, don't say all lives matter because, you know, that, because that is counter to Black Lives Matter. And what they do is they will use these analogies. They'll say, for example, I saw this as an example when something happened. Maybe it was a hurricane had hit Texas and done in Louisiana as well, not the sort of damage we've seen in the past, but still a significant amount of flooding taking place. And so people are like, pray for Texas and Louisiana. So in order to make a point, some supporters of Black Lives Matter were saying, well, why not say all vote and pray for, or sorry, why not pray for all states? Don't all states matter? Trying to say, see what we mean when we say Black Lives Matter. It's because we're specifically talking about, we're not saying all lives don't matter. But that analogy is not an accurate one. The claim, and this is, bear with me here. The claim for people who say Black Lives Matter, and that saying all lives matter is somehow saying Black lives don't matter. They say it because they're saying, well, we are talking about a specific instance. Black person killed by white cop. And that's not something that all people deal with. Well, yes, it is. People of all races end up at some point or another in our, every year, there's somebody from every race that is killed by a police officer. And to take it a step further, even if only black people lost their lives while having some sort of interaction with a police officer, not all do. The vast majority don't. The vast majority don't. So it is a misapplication anyhow, if you're saying Black Lives Matter because of the experience of a few individuals, you are doing the same thing that you say people who are saying all lives matter are doing, and that is you are making an application of a statement to a large grouping of people that aren't experiencing what the subject matter is. Does that make sense? Attributing the experience of a very, very small portion of the black population to the entire black population is just as erroneous as applying it to all lives. And that just seems to not be something that's understood. And like I said, it isn't discussed that much. It isn't argued that much. Generally, it's all lives matter, no black lives matter, no all lives matter, you know, the back and forth. But the justification that the Black Lives Matter folks use is it's not on solid ground. Because they're doing exactly what they claim people who say all lives matter are doing. And that is applying to a whole grouping of people a situation that did not happen to them. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. It's been some time since we've been able to do our VIP movie nights, and while that's something we are not doing so far this year anyhow, we do want to make sure that you can at least go to the movies. So along with B&B Theaters and Ozark Nixa, which now open and showing, you know, films again, this movie Tenet, I think that's open now. I know it's coming out if it hasn't already. It's coming out very soon. There's a degree of hype around it. The trailer looks pretty intriguing. So I don't know. There's a lot of pressure on it because many people in the entertainment industry see this as the first blockbuster movie released in theaters since the thawing of some of these closed down mandates have occurred. And there have been some other films that have come out, but for whatever reason, there's a great deal of focus on this one. Well, that's one of the movies, of course, that you can catch at B&B Theater. So what we are doing ticket giveaways, and it's just go online and sign up. If you go to KSGF.com, in that front top area, usually the first thing you'll see is about The Great Escape. And then just scroll through that. I think right now it's the last one at the end of the scroll. We'll see if we can get that moved up. And then you just get registered. And I believe it's through this week, maybe the next as well. I think it'll tell you there when you fill out the information when the contest ends. But, you know, then you win a pair of tickets to B&B Theaters in Ozark and Nixa. Just, you know, chance for you to get out a bit. Joe Biden had just within 24 hours of the attempt to assassinate two sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles, calling for gun control. That's the problem here. Saying that we need to get rid of weapons of war. Now, this clearly is aimed at people who are ignorant. Any weapon that can be used to kill someone is a weapon of war. If you notice, they never distinguish this stuff. They never distinguish. What does that mean, a weapon of war? All weapons that you see at war. Well, that includes lots of things. And of course, you know the absurdity of expecting people who are criminals to follow the law. The fact that they're criminals demonstrates that these laws do not matter. The law that says you cannot use a firearm in order to murder other people does not stop these individuals. The attempted assassin of these law enforcement officials in LA, I suspect, did not have that gun legally. Could be wrong. We may find out otherwise. But this is the often overlooked aspect of the call by people like Joe Biden to have stricter gun control laws. And it's the fact, and this is, again, it's pretty monopolized by the Democrat Party, when they are in charge, they do not enforce these laws anyway. Not against criminals. Now, they'll enforce it against a couple in St. Louis that are trying to protect their own property, or somebody who's trying to, you know, who is about to be murdered up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Yeah, those people they'll go after. The Chicago Tribune just a couple months ago did an entire report on the fact that in Chicago alone there were thousands of criminal cases dropped, many of which were felonies in regards to the illegal ownership of weapons. So these people like Joe Biden that run around talking about the need for more gun control, more gun control, more gun control, whenever people actually do violate these laws, the Republicans are the only ones that really seem to try to enforce them, and the Democrats don't even bother. What good are more laws, number one, if criminals don't follow them to begin with, but two, if you don't enforce them? The result, of course, the only people who get impacted are those law-abiding citizens that would use those firearms to protect themselves from the criminals who ignore the laws. So as is always the case, progressive policies turn out to be worse off for the people they're supposed to protect. News in 60 seconds, I'm Nick Reed.